Chapter 7. Organizing. Setting up the right buckets. Having a total and seamless system of organization in place gives you tremendous power because it allows your mind to let go of lower-level thinking and graduate to intuitive focusing, undistracted by matters that haven't been dealt with appropriately. But your physical organization system must be better than your mental one in order for that to happen. In this chapter, I'll lead you through the organizing steps and tools that will be required as you process your in-basket. As you initially process in, you'll create lists and groupings of things you want to organize, and you'll invariably think of additional items to include. In other words, your organization system is not something that you'll necessarily create all at once in a vacuum. It will evolve as you process your stuff and test out whether you have put everything in the best place for you. Take another look at the workflow diagram. The outer ring of the diagram shows the main groupings into which things will go as you decide what they are and what needs to be done about them. The basic categories. There are 7 primary types of things that you'll want to keep track of and manage from an organizational perspective. A projects list, project support material, calendared actions and information, next actions lists, a waiting for list, reference material, and a someday maybe list. The importance of hard edges. It's critical that all these categories be kept pristinely distinct from one another. They each represent a discrete type of agreement we make with ourselves, and if they lose their edges and begin to blend, much of the value of organizing will be lost. If you put reference material in the same pile as things you still want to read, for example, you'll go numb to the stack. If you put items on your next actions list that really need to go on the calendar because they have to occur on specific days, then you won't trust your calendar, and you'll continually have to reassess your action list. If you have a project that you're not going to be doing anything about for some time, it must go onto your someday maybe list so you can relate to the projects list with the rigorous action-generating focus it needs. And if something you're waiting for is included on one of your action lists, you'll continually get bogged down by non-productive rethinking.